It's 80 degrees in Kalamazoo. 590 WKZO. It is 3:08 and time. Time for that program that you've been waiting for, or actually the program that's on the air right now. That would be the Jeremy Lawrence Show here at 590 WKZO. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, and have we got a program for you today? Yes, in case you're wondering, it does also include that other guy. I just refuse to speak his name because he's taken over the phone lines again. So I'm not going to mention who he is, but he is around here somewhere.
I'll mention my name. It's Michael Loudon.
I was going to say, what's his name again? I don't know. Anyway, yes, he's over there. He's ready to go, sadly. And sadly, that means, you know, we're probably going to have some sort of dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question in connection with some movie tickets, because I got the tickets here and I want to give them to you. Yeah, you. I'd like to have you go to the movies. I think Michael wants to stop you or something, so he's going to ask you a trivia question. So anyway, that's coming up a little bit later on in the program. Fortunately for Michael, because he's not ready with one yet.
No, I'm not.
See, all right. See, that's what I needed to do, is just come out off the top and, all right, we're giving them away right now. Sadly, that's not going to happen today. But what is going to happen? Well, we've got some discussions here a little bit later. Just a couple of moments. We're going to be talking a little bit about the promise, the Kalamazoo promise. I want to get your reaction to the announcement today. And if you've missed out on the announcement, well, we'll talk a little bit about that as we continue ahead here. Also, I'm going to talk a little bit about the VA and how it's hit Michigan veterans hospitals and veterans places and things like that. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And Hillary Clinton in the news in a way that does not benefit Hillary Clinton. And so we'll talk a little bit about that as well. Before we dig into that, though, video of the day. If you are a fan of parodies, this one is for you. Song is called Fancy. It is a big, big song in popular music today. Well, a group of moms have gotten together and put together I'm So Pregnant. And it needs to be watched. It can't be described because it just defies description, and I'm a guy, so I'm not going to be able to describe it anyway.
No, I could not describe it for you either.
So you just have to see it. It's in our blog section, and that is right below the news at WKZO.com. You just kind of scroll down the page. You'll find it there. Or better yet, click on our Facebook link up at the top of the page, and you'll go right to our Facebook site, where if you haven't liked us yet, you'll be able to do that. And you'll be able to enjoy it because it is posted there as well. And just a note for you, if you could. Just do me a favor if you can. Last time I looked at the Facebook page, and maybe it's changed by now, but last time I looked at it, we were just a couple of likes shy of an even number. I believe it's 1,900 that we aren't quite at yet. So if you could just like us, maybe put us over the top, that'd be great. Just take care of that today. And get that taken, get it done. We just need to get that done. So head on over there, WKZO.com, and hopefully you will be able to help us out as well. Well, the Kalamazoo Promise, it is something that makes Kalamazoo, among many other things, a great place to live. The Kalamazoo Promise, of course, if you know about the promise at all, this is where a private group of, I guess you just want to call it anonymous investors, because no one's ever found out who these people are, and it's probably just as well. But they've got together, put together a scholarship program that pays tuition for graduates of Kalamazoo Public Schools at state universities all over the state of Michigan. I mean, it covers everything. I mean, if you wanted to go to Lake Superior State, that's on the list. But today it got better. It got much better because the Michigan College Alliance jumped on board, and that means that the promise will now include 15 private universities as well in a lineup. I've seen a list. The institutions include Adrian College, Alma College, Calvin College, Hillsdale's on the list, Hope College, Kalamazoo College, Spring Arbor University. This is just a handful of the list that that has been added on. Now, I wanted to get your comments on this because I think it's, and we've talked about the promise. The promise is definitely something that, I know when I was considering Kalamazoo as a possibility, that really was something I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. Because you've got private citizens. This is not a government thing. This is private citizens coming together and providing for the future of the schools. It's a great thing. And then to have something like this step in and, okay, we're going to make it even better and throw private schools in there. Now, here's the thing. If you are a 2014 graduate, it doesn't apply to you. First class that will be able to take advantage of that, the class of 2015. But that's still pretty good if you think about it, because they get this thing underway as quickly as they possibly can. Now, I personally think, I mean, this is the kind of thing that that I believe does a great service to the area. A great and unique service that I think is well worth having a discussion about. So I want to get your views on this. I want to get your views on the announcement today. Do you feel pretty good about this? Do you think, yeah, this is another even better benefit of it? Or do you kind of go, whatever, what's for dinner? Whatever, we'd love to hear from you. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Or you could text us, 803-73, and be a part of the program that way. It's an opportunity right now to crow about your city, particularly in the Kalamazoo area, or if you're in any of the other surrounding cities and towns, your opportunity to say, oh, I wish we had it here. Because I know there's going to be some people that are going, oh! Just the way it is, I guess. All right, it's going to take a bit of a timeout. Got a traffic update to bring you, so timeout for traffic. Here's Michael.
Got a tip in from a listener. A car went off the road on southbound 131 near a Stadium Drive. Emergency vehicles are on the scene, but traffic is really slowing down and backing up. So if you're heading through that area, just be cautious and don't get in an accident yourself.
And certainly in that area, I mean, you've got the construction going on and that kind of thing, so it makes things even more confusing. Well worth your taking the route around that, if you could at all possibly manage that. Just a tip for you. Well, we're talking the promise today. What do you feel about it? You feel like this is a good thing? You feel like it's nice, but it doesn't really impact me? Or are you from another town going, I wish we had something like this? You know, I guess that's the thing that I wonder too, because, you know, Portage is there, and Portage has a lot of nice things going for it. But one of the things it doesn't have going for it is the promise. Do you sit there and kind of go, gosh, wish we had something like that? Give us a call and share your insights. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, or you can text us, 803-73, and be a part of the program that way as well. You know, the one thing that I think, I mean, it is such a unique thing. When you look around the country, and look around the country, and you will see that there are places that would really love to emulate this if they could at all put it together. And it has been managed to put together. I guess, you know, and this is an outsider's perspective. It totally is, because I'm not steeped enough in this to know, you know, what it was all about when it got set up or anything like that. I've come along later. And I can tell you from a perspective of someone that's got kids that are going to school, you know what? Makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of good sense. And I think it makes good sense for a couple of reasons. You know, I can like it from a conservative perspective because, you know what, this is not government providing it. This is not government stepping up and going, here's some money. Because I don't think that, we see a lot of that. And the government is so involved with, you know, student loans and that kind of thing. I mean, President Obama just made some, quote, changes using his executive authority, you know, his pen and his phone and all that stuff. And, you know, he's talked about, you know, student loans and that kind of thing. Ends up being a government program that, well, we'll cap it at 10% of your income. And after 20 years, if you still haven't paid it off, well, guess what? We'll forgive the debt. That sort of thing, I mean, I don't like that kind of thing. But the promise is something that I can get on board with because it is a private situation. And it's a lot of people just saying, hey, we're concerned for our schools. We're going to do something about it. We're going to do something about it in a way that will attract new people to the city. Because how many people, when they come to the area, particularly if they're going to get a job, are going to go, let's see. I could live over there. Yeah, okay. Or I could live over here. Hey, funds for college. Suddenly that sounds like a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes something that people can get on board with. You know, I guess I'd love to know more about the system itself. I mean, I'd probably love to know, just like you would, who these people were that stepped forward to do this. And that information's not out there, and it's not going to be out there. And it's just as well. But when I come down to the idea of it's a private situation, not government or anything like that, and they're able to be this successful with it and do what they're doing with it, I got to say hats off. And I got to say, you know what, an announcement like they had today saying, you know what, the promise, it isn't just for state schools anymore. It's for private schools. And, you know, you got to think particularly for people that are considering some of the private schools in the state, they're going to be going, all right, great. All right, that applies to me as well. They'll be able to take this just a little bit further. Not a bad thing. Not a bad thing at all. We're going to continue on with the program today. And as we continue on, the VA and the state of Michigan, how does that work? And Hillary Clinton getting in a little hot water for something she said. We'll dig into it. We'll talk about all of it as we continue ahead. 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Comerica Bank. Raise your expectations of what a bank could be when it's time. Come to Comerica. You know, there's been a lot of talk about the VA administration, the scandal that's gone on there, and the things that need to be done about it. And a lot of that talk has been about nationally. Specifically, there's been talk about what happened out in Phoenix and the VA hospital in that area, the waiting list and that kind of thing. But the big question has been, for people in this area particularly, how does it impact this area? What kind of impact has it made on the state of Michigan? Well, that is something that has been addressed. And in and among nationally, the more than 120,000 veterans that are either waiting or never got care at all through the VA, some of that actually is in Michigan. They're saying something somewhere in the neighborhood of right about 1,550 veterans that have waited more than 3 months for appointments. And to top that off, 1,680 that signed up for care within the past decade and have yet to see a doctor or other professional. And while that doesn't necessarily seem like a huge number, and it isn't, I think the focus needs to be on this. The focus needs to be on one single number. One. I think the number needs to be one because this is how you need to look on it. This is a group of people that have fought for this country, have fought to keep us free, who have fought valiantly on battlefields around the world, and have earned some benefits. And, you know, I think we ought to take care of them. And if the number of people on that list of people that have waited more than 3 months or people who've signed up but have yet to see a doctor is even at one. If we have whittled it down to one, that's still too many. That is still too many that have not gotten the benefits that they need. The one thing that has occurred to me, because, you know, they have a 14-day target that the Department of Veterans Affairs set in 2011, saying 14 days is as long as they need to be waiting. Well, newly enrolled patients at five medical centers for veterans wait an average of 3 to 4 weeks, before getting an appointment. Now, you know, you talk about, well, 14 days. I think 14 days is too much.
Mm-hmm.
14 days is kind of like saying, well, you know what? Tell you what, you know, I know you've got some problems over there. Why don't you wait over there for a little while? And you know what? If you keel over, sorry. I think that, you know, we've looked at all these numbers, and I think the thing that makes all these numbers a big problem is we need to demand something better of VA hospitals, of VA clinics, than what we're getting at this point. Now, service, once you get in there, you know, service, once you get in there, the quality of service, veterans, once they get into a VA hospital or clinic, you know, they're like, okay, yeah, I get good service. But the question is getting in the door to begin with. The question is getting through all the bureaucracy, and let's face it, it is a government program, so there's going to be a lot of red tape, a lot of bureaucracy, and that kind of thing. And I think, you know, there are several ways to approach that, several ways to make it work the right way. And I'll throw them at you, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this as we continue our discussion down the line. But I think one thing, and Fred Upton brought this up, and I thought this was an interesting idea, and I think this is something we will see, is they've talked about having a voucher for veterans to be able to get service wherever they are locally if they don't have a VA clinic or hospital close by. That sort of thing I think is helpful. I think that's one thing. I think the second thing, and whether or not it probably will not be looked at, but I think it ought to be looked at, is let's look at maybe a way that we could privatize the system. And people are going to, when you hear privatization of the system, there's going to be people go, what? No, no, we don't need to do that. No, no. Hear me out on this. If we privatize the system and we say, all right, we pour this much into the VA, for someone that comes in and runs the system, handles it from beginning to end, you're going to make this much money. Throw out the chunk of money there that you're going to be able to pay them. Say, this is what you're going to make. It's up to them to be able to take the service and figure it out. And if that sort of thing is of some quality, they're going to be able to go into the system, find ways to economize, find ways to improve how the system works so that veterans are served in maybe 2 or 3 days instead of 14, 20, 27, 30, or 90. Because in my mind, I think any of those figures that I just gave you from 14 upward is way too much time to wait. And I think that's the way you get around it, is say, all right, enough of the government overseeing this. It's time to say, all right, the government is simply just going to say, all right, we're going to privatize the system. Here's what we're going to give you to run the system. Go. And then stay out of it. Don't get your fingers into it going, but it's got to be this and it's got to be that. No, don't do that. No, you need to do that over there. Oh, no, don't do that. You've got to be able to pull away from it. And that's what I think needs to be done here with the system. And will that be done? I mean, I think there's too many hands in the pot at this point. Probably won't be done. But I think it needs to be considered. It needs to be seriously considered. Because if you don't consider that sort of thing, you're going to continue to have bureaucracy. You're going to continue to have red tape. You're going to continue to have veterans that are waiting many, many, many weeks for care. And when we get to a certain point with the government, they're going to go, there, that's good enough. Yeah. We got it to 14 days. Good. That's good enough. And I think as citizens, we need to say, no, that's not good enough. That is not good enough. We need to do better for our veterans. Want to get your thoughts on some of that, and we will continue the discussion a little bit later. 382-4280 and 877-382-4280. Going to be talking about the weather. When are we expecting some rain? When is it going to get sunny again? We'll try and get your questions answered as we continue on. The Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Degrees in Kalamazoo. Going to be talking weather here in just a little while with those experts, those wonderful people at AccuWeather that, tell you what, these guys know what they're talking about when it comes to the weather, and that's why we wanted to go with them. They are definitely the experts. You don't hear a lot of panic. You just hear, hey, this is what's coming up, and you can generally take it to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
So we get to talk with them here in just a little bit. We've been talking earlier, and as we continue the discussion, we invite you to be a part of it, talking about the VA situation, what's going on at VA clinics and hospitals across the country, how it impacts Michigan. And we want to dig into some of the details a little bit, too, because there are some Michigan facilities, three of them, actually, that are on the list of places they're going to review a bit further. Now, as I understand it, Ann Arbor is one of those and might impact people a little bit more around here, as I've heard some people that when they can't get things done in Battle Creek the way they need to, Ann Arbor is kind of the place they end up going. So we'll talk a little bit about that, talk about your views on what's going on with the VA, and get your input on it as well. When you call in for that, and here's the thing, when you call in, whether you agree with me or not, particularly if you don't agree with me on any topic, 382-4280 is our phone number, and 877-382-4280 is the toll-free number. We want to hear from you regardless your view, because bottom line is we're having a conversation with you. Don't let me have all the fun. I'd like to have some fun with you as well. 803-73 if you'd like to text as well and tell us what you think about things. We'll be digging into that topic here shortly. Right now, we're going to be digging into the weather a little bit. I don't know if we're going to enjoy what we dig into here, but we're going to dig into it nonetheless with Bob Larson. Bob, I don't know. I mean, we are getting a little bit of wetness in the forecast, but are we looking at anything too awful bad?
Not bad in terms of bad thunderstorms, but there could be some downpours in the area later tonight or tomorrow morning. So it's a matter of your definition of bad, I suppose.
And I guess that's what I was getting at is, you know, are we going to deal with severe weather?
Not severe weather in terms of violent thunderstorms, but very well could pick up some very heavy rain for a while during the late night hours and on into tomorrow morning. It could be some soaking showers that come through. I think the onset of this is after 8, 9 o'clock tonight. It won't be the rest of this afternoon, probably not first thing this evening. But particularly after 9 o'clock tonight, that's when the rains move into the rain overnight. And the first thing tomorrow morning can be briefly heavy.
So the word for today based on that is?
Is pinwheel. And I'll explain that because if you look big picture at a satellite picture of the country as a whole, there's a large upper-level low, a large upper-level storm that's centered over Mississippi. And everything's spinning around this upper-level storm like a pinwheel, and moisture from the Gulf of Mexico is spinning northward in advance of this upper-level low, and it's being drawn northward right on up to Great Lakes region, and the rain kind of pivots up from the south, kind of spins in around this feature that's to our south. The nasty thunderstorms you can find in Mississippi, Alabama, and parts of Georgia, there are currently severe thunderstorm watches and warnings there. Farther to the north, we don't have the warnings, but we do have rain, and that's what's headed here. Yes, there could be some thunder and lightning, but not the really nasty storms.
Now, with this rain, I know we've been behind in terms of what kind of precip we've had, specifically since I believe you told me it was April.
Right.
So are we going to be able to catch up finally?
I don't think we completely catch up, or we're going to certainly close the gap. as we have been doing over the past couple of weeks for the month of June, which we are just about one-third of the way through, we are slightly above average precipitation-wise, not even counting tonight and tomorrow's rain. So we're doing okay lately, but it's what happened back in March, or not so much March, late April, I should say, in May, that we fell behind, and we'll close the gap with tonight and tomorrow's rainfall.
Okay, now we've got, looks like rain is in the forecast through, I'm seeing Thursday. We still have a little bit of a shower or thunderstorm possibility.
Yeah, it looks now like we're pretty much done with the rain by Thursday. I think
okay.
we're going to be okay Thursday.
Okay.
Maybe there's a sprinkle, but it's pretty much done. And then Friday and Saturday look great, and it's going to be warming up.
Okay, just in time for a busy weekend. Yeah.
And I think Sunday might be fine as well. We'll talk more about that tomorrow, but we just might be able to pull off an entirely dry weekend.
Wow.
Just in time for Father's Day, too.
That's true.
Go. Which most guys are going to be sitting in front of a television anyway, but you know,
watching the U.S. Open,
of course,
That's
of
right.
course,
final rounds.
Yep.
All right. So, well, Bob, we look forward to hearing more about the weekend as we chat with you tomorrow.
Absolutely, Jeremy. I'll be back.
All right, Bob Larson from AccuWeather, keeping us in the know on the weather and that type of thing, and we're going to keep you in the know on this whole VA thing as we continue ahead. Going to dig into it a little bit further. So I want you to stick right here. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. .47 Jeremy Lawrence here with you at 590 WKZO as we move ahead. Talking about the VA scandal, and definitely as we dig into this a little bit and we start talking about some of the ways that it impacts you. If you would like to sound off on this, if you'd like to have your two cents worth be heard about this, feel free to do so. Because ultimately, we've got to figure out, once we dig into this, all right, who's to blame for this as well? And I don't know that it's, you know, this was a problem that was has been with us for some time. We knew about it back when we were doing the transition from President Bush to President Obama. That's how far back this goes, because they knew there was something up at that point. So I think ultimately figuring out, all right, who is it that's at fault for this? And what do we need to do to fix it? And I think, you know, the what do we need to do to fix it, that's something that we talked about in the our last segment when we chatted about this. We'll continue to talk about it again. If you've got any ideas for a fix, this is your opportunity to chat about it. Because I can tell you this, there are people that listen to this program that are in positions of authority that enjoy hearing your ideas, enjoy hearing what you got to say. So definitely chime in if you like, 382-4280, 877-382-4280. Also, if you want to text us, 80373, and you can share your insights that way, and we will share some of those on the air as we go throughout the program today. Now, in and among, when they did a review, they said 1,500 in Michigan were waiting 90 days or more to schedule their first appointment. 1,600, more than 1,600 in Michigan enrolled in the healthcare system in the last decade, but have never seen a doctor despite an appointment request. These are issues. These are problems. Now, there were three sites that were flagged to be able to look into problems. There was the VA in Ann Arbor. And also, there were some outpatient clinics in Lansing and Muskegon that they were going to be looking at those facilities. Those facilities came along, and this comes from the Detroit News. They're saying, well, we really don't have any reason, know the reason why they want a follow-up visit or anything like that, but we're going to work with them and get this thing figured out, whatever it is. It's basically what they said for all of those, and they're committed to improving access to care and that kind of thing. I think we need to improve access to care more than this whole target of 14 days that the federal government has talked about. Because, you know what? We owe it to our veterans. We owe them something better than what we've been giving them. Your thoughts, 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 803-73 if you'd like to text us. Let's head on over to the phone lines right now. Violet's standing by. Hi, Violet. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I have just a brief little comment. The VA is part of the government, the federal government. It's run by the federal government, a branch of it.
Sure.
And my comment is, what makes people think that the Affordable Health Care Act is going to be run any better? It's run by the government also.
Well, and I think that's an interesting comment. Thanks for your call, Violet. I appreciate that. I think it's an interesting comment to bring up because, you know, you've talked about how many people have said, well, we just need a single-payer system. We need the government doing this, this, and that. Well, here's an example of what happens when the government takes over a healthcare situation. You end up with this idea, that, and I think the whole audacity of going, well, 14 days is acceptable. No!
Not at all.
14 days is not acceptable. 7 days is not acceptable. I think if you've got medical issues, you want to get in there and you want to get it taken care of and you want to do it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I understand that, yeah, there's some problems there. We need to get them solved and that sort of thing. But we need to find a way to do it so that the care is not just passable and not just sort of or good enough. We need care to be excellent there. And I think, you know, Violet brought that up and it's an interesting point. I don't know that she was necessarily going there on it, but I'd mentioned this earlier, and if you heard this earlier, pardon me, I'm going to repeat it again because I know there's some people just tuning in. I feel like the ultimate solution for this is not to have the government come along and go, well, we'll do this program and that program, and we'll do this and we'll do that, and we'll cut through this and we'll go that way, because it's the government. Honestly, how well have they done on just about anything else? I will give the government this. They have two things that work relatively well. The military works really well. It is the number one military in the world, bar none, and I think they've done a fantastic job with that. The second thing the government does well is the IRS, because they want to collect their money.
Every single year they come for you and collect your money.
There you go. And if you don't pay in, guess what?
They will find you.
They will find you, and they will make you pay. The IRS does their job relatively well. Now, of course, yes, there have been scandals and problems with the IRS. That aside, their main function, collecting money, yeah, they do that pretty well.
Yes.
So I think in this case, you see the government is not doing the job. You see that they have had problems. And this whole idea of, well, you know, we'll give bonuses for people that are responding faster. And they're sitting here going, well, let's see. We're not going to be able to do it with what we got here. So we'll fudge the numbers. Yeah, that'll work. And then we'll get our money that way. And nobody's watching. Hello. We're watching. Mm-hmm. And we found it. And here we are. And we've known this has been a problem for some time. So I think the answer in this points to itself in a way that some people might not see. So I'll illuminate it for you and give you the opportunity to chat with me about it. Because maybe it's totally the wrong direction. But I feel like the answer here is not in the government stepping in and going, well, we're gonna make this better. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Oh, it's going to be so much better now. And, you know, well, here, let's pass a bill. And we've done something. It'll feel good. Let's do something significant with the whole VA health apparatus. Every bit of it. Hospitals, clinics, the works. Let's privatize it. And I could hear people go, no, private health care, it's horrible. But it's better than what people are getting at the VA right now. Here's why I think privatizing works. If you privatize, you're just going to have the government throw out there and say, look, this is the system. You can do this system. take care of it for us. We will pay you this flat rate. Here it is. Your money. We're just going to give it to you, and you have to operate. And you know, put in some things like, okay, you have to operate at peak efficiency. And you have to operate with efficiency that will, you know, settle up with an independent group and set up an independent group that's independent of the government, independent of this group taking over. Set up an independent group that's going to look at this and say, yep, it's efficient, or no, it isn't, and here's how you need to improve it. And make sure that it's a private organization that has doctors and has all the right people in there that can make decisions and say, you know what? This is unacceptable. We've got people not getting care. Or guess what? It is acceptable because people are getting care and it's doing well. And make it an annual review. But have it be a private organization that's in charge of it, because I can tell you what the private organization is going to do. They're going to go, okay, based on the money we're getting, how are we going to be able to make this work at peak efficiency and do it with an – and when I say peak efficiency, we're not just talking about efficiency in terms of getting people in there. We're talking about efficiency so that there's not tons of red tape and paperwork upon paperwork and reviews and boards and this and that and the other to just get the benefits you're entitled to. I'm talking about efficiency in that segment as well. A private company is going to come in there and go, you know what? We can do better. We can do better, and we can provide the kind of care that needs to be provided for here. And their customer is the most important customer they could have, the American people. And if this private organization has anything going on at all, they want good PR. They want very good PR. So if they're taking care of our veterans, think about the PR. Think about what they're going to get in response to that. People are going to go, wow, this is a great organization. Look at the good work they're doing. Companies, you know, they spend millions to come up with good PR. This would be great PR if they just did their job. So what private company is going to go into that and go, okay, we'll take the money and do nothing? They're not going to do that. They're going to go into it with the idea of, we're going to make this great. We're going to make it hum. I think that's what needs to be done. And if they do that and they make it hum, guess what? We have solved the problem. And there's another thing we could point to and say the government has done well. It would be the government has handed off care of the veterans to this company that cares so much about them and wants to make it work. And if this company is not performing, we can have this independent review board look at it and go, you know what? Not working. Here's what you need to do to make it work. And if you don't get these things taken care of when we come around next year, guess what? You're going to lose the contract and we're going to put it back up for bids. Now, I think there's another thing that we need to talk about when it comes to this. And I think this would solve the problem not only with the VA, but with Obamacare as well, because it's been a supply of doctors. And we're talking about primary care. How about if you get into primary care, we'll help you out if you just kind of help out with some of these clinics and help out with Medicaid and that kind of thing. How about we do something like that so that it encourages people to get in primary care? And guess what? All those loans, all that debt that you have to become a doctor, we're going to make sure that we get some of that forgiven for you. That's the kind of debt relief we could talk about at a government level that I think helps us all. VA, Obamacare, you name it. I think it works. What do you think about it? 803-73 if you'd like to text us, 382-4280 and 877-382-4280. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show, 590 WKZO.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.